Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And I'm very happy to be here. I like the two-hour show. It's like going sailing. Why is that, Farley? No comment. But anyway, it is a lot of fun, so I'm glad that you chose and decided to be with us today on the Astrology Hour. Now we need a topic. Let's see. Let me see if I can pull a topic out of the ether. I'm just kidding. I haven't. You know I've prepared for this show, right? No problem. Okay. We're going to do a topic on the dragon's tail today. That's right. The dragon's tail. I can't do a dragon very well, but the dragon's tail. Do you know what that is? I should offer free cookies. Or Jim Dolce knows what dragon's tail is. He's got one. Okay, the south node. That's right. The south node of the moon, which is not marked in your chart. I'm going to have to show you how to find it. But it's a very important part of your chart because it is your weakness. That's right. It's where you fall down. It's what you are most susceptible to. It is your basic main obsession. It is your biggest problem from a sum total of all past lives put together. So the south node of the moon or the dragon's tail is a critical part. Critical. Absolutely, unbelievably, positively critical part of understanding your chart. Now, in case you want to try to figure out where the dragon's tail is, okay, look on your astroscope, first of all. Okay, let's get this music out of here. Look on your astroscope, sorry, Michael, and find out where your north node is. Now, if you can find out where your north node is, like when we look on my chart, what we're looking at is we're looking at NO. It says NO, which is north. And it says 8TA59. So my north node is 8 degrees Taurus, TA 59 minutes. And it's located right above where the 3 would be on the clock face, which is in my 7th house. So for today's show, you need to know where your north node is by sign. And mine's 8 degrees Taurus in the 7th house. Let me write that down, 8TA59. Now, how do you find your south node? Very simple. I want you to write it in. It is the sign opposite your north node. And I'm going to give you all the opposites now for you people that are geniuses out there who can't figure it out for yourself. And that way you can mark it. Now, if you find that you have north node in Aries, then your dragon's tail, your south node, would be in Libra. So find Libra on the other end. Let's say you have north node in Libra at 15. And it says NO 15 LI in your chart. You want to go exactly opposite that on the wheel and mark in south node 15. And let's say if your north node's in Libra, your south node would be in Aries because Aries and Libra are opposites. So if north node's in Aries, south node's in Libra. And if south node's in Aries, north node's in Libra. See what I mean? It's reversed. Aries and Libra are opposites. Taurus and Scorpio are opposites. So Farley has his north node in Taurus at 8 degrees 59 minutes, and we didn't realize, for all your weakness, is Scorpio, right? South node would be 8 degrees 59 minutes Scorpio for me, because Taurus and Scorpio are opposites. Two other opposites would be Gemini and Sagittarius. So if your north node's in either one of those signs, then we would go to the opposite of Gemini or Sag to find your south node. Then Cancer and Capricorn are opposites. So either north or south node in Cancer or Capricorn. And they're always exactly opposite each other. Opposite sign, same degree. And then finally, we have Leo and Aquarius. Leo and Aquarius are opposite. So north node and Leo would be south node and Aquarius. North node and Aquarius, south node and Leo. And finally, Virgo and Pisces are opposites. So north node and Virgo would give you south node in Pisces. And north node and Pisces would give you south node in Virgo. Now you all know where your nodes are. Now I'm going to give you the definition of the nodes and then talk about the dragon's tail. As the sun's apparent path around the earth crosses the celestial equator at the equinoxes, the moon's path crosses the ecliptic at its nodes. I know that sounds difficult, but if you're not astronomical, don't worry about it. The north node marks the place where the moon crosses from south to north. heading towards the north, and the south node is where it crosses from north to south. The node's motion is always retrograde, that they move backwards through the zodiacal signs, and this motion is the same as the precession of the equinoxes, but whereas a precession of the equinoxes takes about 25,800 years, a complete retrograde cycle of the nodes through all 12 signs takes 19 years. Just suffice it to say that the moon's nodes will stay in one sign, or the other, two signs actually, the north and the south node, for about a year and a half to 2 years. A little less than 2 years, actually. And so you get a large generation of people that are born with similar purpose, the north node, and also similar weakness, the south node. I want to make that clear. The north node tells us the direction of the soul as far as what we are meant to do in life before the life cycle may end. It is also the cancellation point. In case we have blown our north node and we have become too obsessed and involved with the weakness in our chart, the south node, then you can blow your karma, create too much of a setback. Your soul decides too much karma, too much negative is coming in. So that's when a cancellation, oftentimes a sudden death, will occur to someone whose life seems already tragic as it is. So when we experience these suicides or these sudden accidents or these sudden losses of people in our lives that already have a lot of problems, then that usually is due to a cancellation. Also, interesting enough, as it seems, when children die prematurely or even as babies, something's wrong with their environment or with their karma or their life's path as far as a decision made by the parents. Believe it or not, parents can take a child and move it totally away from an environment where it's supposed to be, and then shortly thereafter the baby will die and people will wonder what happened, because you took the baby away from its destined path, because it might have had a karma with a certain childhood, a certain environment, a certain schooling. So that's why usually it's best to really think about things when you're raising a family with children before you make any judgments, because souls can bail out of here whenever they want to. Dying is easy. Dying is very simple, and whenever the soul makes up its mind to bail out, it's gone. It's out of here. So that is interesting. And the north and south node are very much important and connected to that. Now, we use the Sabian symbols all the time, but we really focus on the Sabian symbols when talking about the north and south node, because the Sabian symbols are channeled essence vibration of each and every one of the power points in the universe. The each and every degree of the zodiac are very important when zeroing in on purpose in life by analyzing north node, or by zeroing in on weakness in life, which would actually cancel out our purpose and cut our life short. So really, understanding the moon's nodes will teach you lots about life and death, and length of life, depending on whether you're adhering to your purpose from the north node, and whether you're overcoming your weakness, or your greatest karmic weakness from the sum total of all of your past lives from your south node. And the dragon's tail, we call the north node the dragon's head, and the south node the dragon's tail. So what is Farley's purpose in life? Well, we combine the meaning of north node, which is a purpose in life, with the sign it's in. My chart, it's Taurus, which I'm going to read to you. And the seventh house is where my north node is located, which refers to balance, relationships, counseling, and also negotiation and peace. So my purpose in life, the eighth degree of Taurus in the seventh house, is a feeling of loneliness and a need for involvement, as my eyes water, a stepping over the self-imposed boundaries, a lifting of the mind towards the future. So obviously, having 8 degrees Taurus in the seventh is a lonely degree for relationships, and hence much of my knowledge coming from objective points of view. And obviously, my purpose in life is to overcome this feeling and get more involved with people. It's sort of like fear of involvement or fear of commitment. And so my purpose in life is learning how to establish foundation and adhere to commitment. A stepping over of self-imposed boundaries, the lifting of the mind towards the future. So planning for that. Now the south node, which is the degree exactly opposite 8 Taurus, and it's funny that actually my north node is 859, which means I could almost look at 9 degrees Taurus too, because it's so close. And let's check it out. 9 Taurus is the quality of renewal begins, the need to turn away from the past, a leaving off of habits nurtured. So both 8 and 9 degrees would apply. Now we go to Scorpio to see what my dragon's tail is, my south node, which is also 8 degrees of Scorpio. And we would go to 9 degrees of Scorpio also, because it was 8:59, which means the next minute would be 9 Scorpio, so we read both. And this is my weakness. My weakness is a Scorpion weakness, which is a weakness of sensitivity and emotions and vulnerability. It's in the first house of my childhood, something I seem to never be able to let go, torture myself with, and such. It's also South Node in the first house of appearance and personality and character and identity. So I sometimes can feel insecure about myself for that reason. That's a weakness. And then the 8th degree of Scorpio in the Sabian symbols, a quest for higher reaches of mind's capacity for inspiration, a need for readiness of evolvement, a releasing of ego. So we put Scorpio and 8 Scorpio together, 8 degrees in Scorpio together, and we get sex and ego, sexual ego, being a weakness for Farley throughout the majority of my past lives. We also go to the 9th degree of Scorpio because my south node is so close to 9. A drive toward greatness, a need to lift the veil of reserve, a desire to drop away negatives. So there's another weakness I have had, is also being to hold on to negatives. Now, the interesting thing about south node and dragon's tail is that you can buy the Sabian symbols and look yours up for sure. And it will freak a lot of you out and blow you away as to how exact and accurate it really is when you look it up. And if you do want to purchase that, it is just $15 off today's show. And you ask for it by name, Sabian Symbols, S-A-B-I-A-N. And you can call up if you know your North Node and you want me to do your South Node today. That may be a reason why you'd want to call, so I could read your South Node Sabian Symbol and your North Node Sabian Symbol to see if you relate to your purpose and your weakness. The basic here, because astrology is really easier than people make it out to be, we do find that you can just look at the basic vibration of a sign to understand the essence of what the weakness really is. Now let's go over all 12 signs. If you have South Node in Aries, then your weakness is going to be, frankly, what I would call needing or feeling or thinking you must look good. South Node in Aries, the weakness is going to be that you think appearance is everything. And also locked to the childhood, too. Now, that would be South Node in Aries or South Node in the first house. Now, we also go South Node in Taurus or in the second house. And because Taurus is a sign that epitomizes money, then the weakness basically for Taurus is going to be money or obsessions with money, with values, and with love also. See, astrology is a science of combinations, and we are able to combine the meaning of certain planets in certain signs, or things like South Node in certain signs, and get the gist of what it is just by knowing the combination. Now, the South Node in Gemini, the weakness is going to be the mind, or mental weakness, or too much emphasis on psychology and psychological analysis. And often you could be obsessed with a problem with the brothers and sisters if you have South Node in Gemini. And then South Node in Cancer, the weakness would be emotional. See, because Cancer epitomizes emotions, you could also have a weakness because you can't let go of your mother. Your mother may be dominating you or disciplining you. And South Node in Cancer is a real homebody. You can't get out of the house. You're weak about leaving the home. South Node in Leo, you would have a weakness concerning children or family. You might be obsessed with having lots of children or obsessed with dealing with your family. And when you have that, sometimes it could put the rest of your life on hold. Interesting thing about South Node or Dragon's Tail is that if you do adhere to your weakness in life, it will put the rest of your life and your purpose in life or your mission in life on hold. Or it could totally negate your purpose and mission because you're dwelling or spending too much time on South Node matters. So South Node in Leo is a weakness concerning children, family, sometimes father, also creativity. Now South Node in Virgo, your weakness could be a health weakness. People with South Node in Virgo need to focus more on health maintenance, on being able to center themselves, on being able to see their body as temple of the soul, on being able to reduce the stress and nurture the body. And South Node in Virgo could also be someone that is attached more to their work than anything else in their life. Work could be everything with South Node in Virgo. South Node in Libra obviously is an obsession with relationships and also with love and with romance. South Node in Scorpio, which is what all of us in 1948 have, is obviously the obsession with sex, with intimate love, with passion, with mysticism, the occult, and also life and death, fear of death, when South Node's in Scorpio. South Node in Sagittarius, the weakness could be needing or wanting to be independent, in opposite to not wanting or feeling comfortable being dependent, which is what your purpose may be, to feel more dependent on another person or other people. South Node in Sag is too independent, and someone that may be almost like a gypsy, somebody that could be a roamer or a traveler, a nomad. South Node in Capricorn also obviously is an obsession or a weakness concerning career and also concerning success and ambition. We find lots of very insecure people and lots of people that are very, very lonely in their career also are people that have South Node in Capricorn. South Node in Aquarius, their weakness is their friends or lack of them, and also they are obsessed with goals and sometimes can run over people because of that obsession that they have. That's their weakness. And then South Node in Pisces, the weakness could be drugs or alcohol. It could also be fanatical religious involvement or fanatical spiritual involvement, or the weakness could just be being total insecurity and giving yourself a hard time. Now, you're going to have to cross-connect yourself, or if you ask me what your weakness would be concerning, we've already talked about the sign the South Node would be in, but you have to also combine the house that the South Node would be in to get a total specific view of what it really means overall. Like, knowing Farley has South Node in Scorpio is just part of it. It's like, what's my weakness? Well, maybe it's partially sex because of that Scorpio. In the first house, it would be beautiful women that were sexy on top of that, which had been the case. When I was very much younger, I was so obsessed with girl watching and just being turned on by watching people. I could go to a mall and sit there and secretly make love to hundreds of people that walked by and they didn't even know. Maybe some of them did, but in my mind, it was a very imaginative mind. Of course, the more I got into astrology, I've tried to put a handle on this obsession and this weakness. And oftentimes with South Node in Scorpio, North Node in Taurus, one of the reasons why you get involved in relationships often is because it is more sexier than it is emotional. In other words, sex seems to be more of a priority than someone's brain would be. If a woman would be a better lover than a better talker, or a better lover than a better communicator, or a better lover than just someone that would be sensitive, then that to me would be a winner. But you know what happens? When you have South Node in Scorpio, and this ties in with yesterday's topic, or South Node in the 8th house, and you attract someone who's that good of a lover, then they're not a good lover by accident. They usually have experience in that area. That's why they're a good lover. And that means that it's really tough to hold on to them, because they may also have a roaming eye and be one of those manizers, a woman that might go out on you. That's been one of my biggest weaknesses, to attract women in relationships because they're turn on sexually, and not being able to hold them because they roam around with other guys. Heavy, huh? You starting to learn something in this topic today? I hope so, because when you really plug into this stuff, it may freak you out. You might walk out here going, day. Actually, yeah, astrology can be really far out. You better believe me on that. The fun thing about doing this show is that it is a class. And unlike most classes, we don't force you to buy books or charts. But it does come highly recommended, because obviously when we do topics like this, when I'm saying, find your North Node and then find your South Node, you're sitting there without a chart. It's like being there without a scorecard while we're talking about the players.